I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Welcome, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
So we're talking about your section in of Faith and Reason on the journey through the old world. What's today's subject?
Today I'd like to talk about Laban and his 50.
Let's give some background on the topic.
Okay, as the Lehites were leaving Jerusalem, they were already in the wilderness, and Lehi sends his sons back to get the plates of brass because they were the scriptures of the people of the day, and they had the genealogies of his family and, of course, the writings of the prophets on them. And so the brothers go back to try to get the plates of brass, and they were in the treasure house, I guess, or storehouse, under the rulership of Laban, who would have been like the governor of the area. And Laban didn't want to give these up, and so Nephi and his brothers offered to trade their silver and gold for it. And Laban said, yeah, thanks for your silver or gold, and then try to kill them.
Yeah.
And they barely escaped with their lives, and they came back to Lehi and were not too happy, and especially, you know, Laman and Lemuel, and they complained about it. They said, you know, there's no way we can accomplish this task because of Laban and his 50. We read that in 1 Nephi 3:31. So, you know, we think about this as we try to picture this as we read the scriptures. We think of Laban, and he's got this army of 50, and it's like, okay, he's governor here. You know, he could have a massive army. In fact, Hugh Nibley said it would have been just as easy for the author of 1 Nephi to say 50,000 and made it really impressive.
Really padded the numbers there.
Yeah, exactly. But instead he says 50. And Nephi goes on to point out, however, the Lord is mightier than Laban and his 50, yea, or even his tens of thousands. So apparently Laban had a bigger army, but why mention that they were worried about Laban and his 50? Well, what's interesting about this is that apparently in old world cities of many times this size in Lehi's day, they had this permanent garrison of many times between 30 to 80 men.
Well, where can we find this phrase in non-Mormon writings?
Well, there was a letter from Nebuchadnezzar that was found recently, and he was a king, a contemporary of Lehi's day, and he speaks of a garrison of 50. In Babylonian, it's interesting that a platoon in the army consisted of 50 men, and it was referred to as a 50, just as mentioned in the Book of Mormon, Laban with his 50. These 50 would have been most likely his secret service, his close-knit guards that were around him to protect him. So even though Laban had a larger group, he actually would have had a group of 50 to protect him, and that's exactly what we find in the Book of Mormon, and that's what we should expect to find if the Book of Mormon was based on an authentic ancient document.
Now, was this common knowledge in Joseph Smith's time?
No, I don't see how Joseph Smith could possibly have known about this. Most fiction writers would have mentioned, I would think, a much larger number, or maybe a smaller number. He had three or four people around him that were, you know, ninja warriors or something.
Mm-hmm.
But to say that there was Laban and his 50, that just sounds like a weird stab in the dark, but it's a bullseye.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.